Okay, you guys on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we just started recording. Real quick, this is Sean Green, also known as Fudge from the Flavor Radio Network. We're on a conference call. It's late at night. Did a last-minute email blast. It's about 11 p.m., about 11:30 p.m. East Coast time, June 10th, 2008. I have Men-at-Arms from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yep, yep.
And I have Jay Blaze from Miami, Florida.
Yo.
And so far, we had one other beep, and they hung up for some reason. Maybe they were afraid.
I think so.
But anyways, we're just to recap real quick for those people that are wanting to listen to the playback. We just kind of talked a little bit about concerns, and Jay Blaze was explaining he had a desire to have more uniformity and to have a better network of people instead of having a scattered DJ pool for the genres, that we have a little bit more uniformity, a little bit more unity. Is that basically what you're saying, Jay Blaze?
Yeah, yes, sir. At the end of the day, I think it has a lot to do with communication and just being structured at the end of the day. Pretty simple.
Structure and communication.
And communication. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Now, Benny, your input.
I mean, I pretty much agree with what the brother said. And, I mean, I believe communication is the key with anything that you do in terms of, you know, getting some kind of communication out there to where people can kind of get on the same page. And, I mean, one thing that I know that really helps out is trying to develop a relationship with different people. And you can't do that unless you talk to them.
Right.
I mean, and I believe that that's one of the key things to kind of trying to get some type of uniformity, some type of structure, and get things that are on the get a lot of people on the same page. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, like you said when we first started the conversation before you started recording, you know, not to say that we're trying to mimic what people do in the world per se, but I mean, the groundwork has already been put down, and for the most part, you don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. At the same time, you can do something different, but you don't have to recreate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that you know, he's definitely on point with what he's saying. So, but yeah, I'm totally with that.
Okay, I'm in agreement also with you guys. I mean, one of the reasons why I started the website, ChristianRhythmic.com, kind of embrace all the different genres that were not rock, and they were not traditional gospel, and they were not contemporary Christian music. So I'm trying to put some sort of place for it, but at the same time, Radio and Records had a chart back in 2005, and it just kind of went away just because of lack of participation. So Radio Records, I've contacted the person that is in charge of the Christian charts to see what we can do, and he basically is looking for weekly commitment from programs, specifically FM and AM HD radio programs. But if we can give them podcasts and give them satellite radio and so on a weekly basis, he's willing to put that back into the Radio and Records format somewhere to where there's a presence again for this genre. You know, and kind of reflecting how the world goes according to Christian music is always 10 years behind or so from whatever genre comes out that's the greatest head beforehand. So Christian rock, 10 years later from, you know, a big rock movement that happened in the 80s. So, what I think we have to lay the ground floor, no pun intended, so to speak, for this genre a little bit better. And uniformity, communication is the key. And I think we have a lot of people that want that. And one of the things that prompted me to do this, I've already established this conference call a month prior, but DJ Will emailed the record pool for the Club Virtue record pool. Says we need a conference call. I said, okay, well, I already had one set up, so I might as well use it. It's, you know, just letting it sit around. So So everybody who's listening to the playback, this is what we're doing. You got my commitment to do what I can do. And I know the other two that have called in so far, you got their commitment to do what they can do. But it's going to take all of us to really make this happen. We got somebody new come in?
DJ P-Dog.
P-Dog?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Where are you from?
VA.
I'm sorry?
Virginia.
Virginia? Okay. What station, podcast, or what program you have?
I run the Rhythm and Praise Party on 90.9 FM, and it's on podcast. Just hit up iTunes and type in DJ P-Dog on the Rhythm and Praise Party.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, we also have Jay Blaze from Miami and Man-at-Arms from St. Louis. I go by the name of Fudge. I'm in New York State right now. Just wanted to say welcome. There's four of us now. Officially, we're actually recording as we speak, so just want to make sure that's okay with you first.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Just to recap, and I don't want to make this redundant for the people that are listening to it, we're just basically trying to establish some concerns, and I want to know from your perspective what kind of concerns you have as far as your needs and what you would like to see happening in this genre.
Well, coming from the perspective of a DJ, and I was actually talking to a friend of mine today about this, I think that just us as DJs, and I can only speak for myself, and I point the finger at myself first and foremost, but especially like with the Club Virtue DJ Pool, we get a lot of new music, and me being guilty, I have a hard time responding to artists that I don't know. And
right.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we need to definitely address is just responding more to the artists that we don't know or that, you know, may not have that validation from the guys that we know well of in the industry that just don't validate these guys. We should kind of just respond to them a lot quicker than what we do.
Now, I find this, I have the same concern too, because a lot of times we see, I don't want to just name a name, but somebody that just was email blasted to everybody.
Right.
I have no idea where they came from, who they are, what their record, if they had a record, they're going to plan on doing a record, you know, if they already had three of them before, you know, it's really tough to know more about them. Every time I get people ask me if they want to be added to a playlist, first thing I ask them, I says, I need a website, I need a MySpace, contact information, give me the album art, and this shows me that they're seriously doing it, that they're just
right.
not doing like a 3-song demo in their
right.
basement, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
And
on
it's
that.
Hard because you gotta have, it's hard to have references. And
yeah.
the good thing about a DJ pool is that maybe one or two people in the pool will know the artist that's being released, and that helps, you know, validate who they are as an artist. But for the other 30, probably 90 people now that's going to be doing this, we have no clue who this person is. So, and we rely on magazines. On magazines like The Path or something that would kind of highlight somebody once a month, or Gospel Zone or somebody, and not even in our pool, you know what I mean? Some
right,
of them.
Right.
So it's just, it's very difficult. So I understand
That's
where you're
cool.
coming from.
Well, can I ask a question concerning that, though?
Yeah.
So we're speaking about, like, validation and things of that nature, but who's going to be, I guess, how is that handled? Because for instance, like a lot of the stuff I play a lot of times, some people have never heard of some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed since I've been doing this, I mean, we've only been doing our show, let's say, almost a year now. And what I noticed particularly about Christian hip-hop is that it's a lot of regional stuff. Like one
yeah.
guy might be known in a particular region, but nobody in the rest of the country has ever heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a core group of people who are pretty much nationally known, and those are, I guess you could say, your more popular or validated, quote-unquote validated artists. But
right.
my thing is, and that was one of my concerns when I first started doing our show, is that for me, stuff like that gets kind of old because you end up, personally, it's almost like you end up doing like how the radio stations are today, where everybody's playing the same thing, there's no variety. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what, that was a part of my problem. That's why I do certain things that I do to prevent stuff like that. And if there's a way around it, I'm definitely open to that. But that was just one of my major concerns when dealing with something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I kind of did the same thing when I started Flavor Radio. I kind of favored the Flavor Alliance when I did it because in my, I did some radio promotion for some of the artists, regular Christian radio stations, and they will play Grits, they'll play KJ52, they'll play T-Bone, they'll play LA Symphony, but they won't play Sabe, who's an artist out of the Flavor Alliance. And I couldn't figure out, okay, why not? Is this label not legitimate enough for you?
Right.
Urban D, he was not signed to that label. He basically was independent. So he could be in many places. So my initiative was try to promote the regional, where I was at, state of Florida, basically, for a while. But now we got a lot of good national acts with Boss Movement and Reach Records and a lot of other up-and-coming labels. So it's like we have to balance it now,
Right.
And it's tough to do that. But as far as validity, it's really tough because, you have your opinion, typically speaking, of what's a valid artist in the Christian genre. And then you have other people that have their opinions, We get into denominational things when you start talking about Christian music, So it's pretty tough to do stuff like that on top of the genre itself as it is, making it regional. But a lot of concerns with that, in my opinion. You have different thoughts, different theologies, and you have somebody that wants to listen to the truth on the East Coast, and somebody that wants to listen to Seven on the West Coast, and they're totally the opposite on the spectrum of what they're doing. You know what I mean? And it's a tough thing to it's a tough thing to uniform that. I feel for him because he's got a huge Latino listenership down there in Miami, but that doesn't necessarily fit in Des Moines, Iowa. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's hard to uniform that, and regionally is probably your best bet until...
I think it has a lot to do with section you're in and then a lot of other things that are taking in focus. If you've been doing it long enough, you understand that. I'm in Miami and people don't like Urban here. He's in Flavor Alliance. He's up, 4 or 5 hours away. Just because of the different demographic, and it has to depend on a lot of things. It depends on what market you're in, what's the demographic of people that are listening to your program, their age group. A lot of things come into play. But the other thing with the artist and what I heard you talking about, you're right. Some of the stuff I get, I don't even know who cats are. But it goes with a lot of other things. Like a lot of artists are not that they're not educated, but they just don't know certain procedures and strategic ways to get their stuff out there. And with Holy Hip Hop, there's a group of people that knows how to do it the right way, and there's a group of people that don't know. But then the sad thing is that, unfortunately, the dudes who do know don't express or help the ones that don't know. And that's why I've been doing radio 6 years, and I got tired of just doing events. And doing concerts and going to conferences. And we sat this year and said, we're going to do something different. We're going to try to educate independent artists. We don't know to take out a simple press release to make it known to DJs who they are, what they're doing, what's the single, play this, do you need a drop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A record pool for Christian hip-hop like this This is something that should have been done years ago. But we're behind. Secular has been doing it for years on end. But that shouldn't be discouragement. It should just be a positive note when we get moving. Well, is everybody going to be down? No. And that's the only thing that I really feel sometimes. And I'm direct, and people might not like my approach, but I'd rather tell it how it is. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. You know, they want sugarcoat.
Right.
They want the old brother. They want the brother. You know, God bless you. We're going to make it happen. The Lord is going to see us through. And I understand that. But to some degree, I feel like nobody wants to talk about the real issues. Everybody wants to talk about their own thing and what they're doing. And I'm in another demographic, and I play something that a lot of other people don't play. But we do something totally different. You know, it depends where you're at. I'm on an FM dial. I'm on at 10 at night, and you know, I got to battle with all the clear channels in the Cox radio, and I can't half step. So I got to make sure that my stuff is on point. If not, a young kid who's listening to my show is going to flip to the secular. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
So it's just an approach, but at the same time, I guess it's just being educated. And I feel like now, to some degree, it's a greater percentage of indie artists who are getting smart. But yeah, you're right. The people that, you know, they have a MySpace, they recorded, you know what I'm saying, something in their, you know what I'm saying, their trunk or in their bathroom, and didn't mix nothing properly, and you know, they got a MySpace with a picture and some font thrown on top of it, and they think, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden they're an artist. So it takes some, but I guess it has to do a lot with when I do get to talk to DJs, and the hand ones that I do know, they tell me it's pretty regional wherever they're at. That's what, you know what I'm saying, that's what's getting played. If certain things are not hot now like they were back then. And the dudes that, it's sad, but the dudes that are established and are well-known nationally have been here for years. There's maybe one or two, like the New Reach, but they got funding behind them. You know, they're run by CMR. So right now, CMR is it. There's nobody else. Everybody else is independent. You know, everybody's, only hip-hop is not doing well right now. It's not at all. There's a lot of music. It's getting so bad that people are just giving their music out because it's not selling. So as DJs, we got to do our part, but then it comes on a lot of things. If we want to get depressed and be like, well, most only hip-hop shows or shows that play certain genres aren't even played that much. You know, I'm on one day, you know, 4 hours. You know what I'm saying?
And right.
I got to do what I got to do in those 4 hours to try to promote all these different artists and pick the ones that are relevant to my audience. So
right.
I guess it goes on a whole different type of thing. But I mean, I want this conversation to be encouraging, because I've been through a lot of these emotional quick meetings, and then at the end of the day, we just go through emotion and nothing really happens. So you got my support. I mean, as far as what we can do from our side, then we're willing to help. You know, you got to be a servant before you're anything else. So glory to God, we're able to supply whatever you guys need. It be reggaeton, if it be Spanish hip hop, if it be whatever it be, you know, and I say it in the utmost, just because I need DJ friends. I do. I have a few. I can name them with my one or two hands, real ones that I communicate to. I've never seen them, but we speak on the phone. We exchange tracks. If I know that one of his artists or his friends is in my city, I extend my hand and say, look, my show is open. Whatever you need, you know what I'm saying. And that doesn't, you know, that doesn't happen everywhere, but we try, you know, as much as we can. If Maestro in Connecticut, who I've never seen, calls me and says, look, Jay, I have an artist and he's in Miami. Can you see if you can squeeze him into your FM show? Of course, let's do it. If that's, you know, I know he would do the same for me if I was in Connecticut. So we try. I mean, we try to some degree.
I've done the same thing with DJ Noble up in Virginia. So I understand how that works. Sometimes you got to work with each other, man, because regionally, you're mostly in tune with what's within your blocks, you know what I mean? And you don't really hear, you can't really hear what's out there. And what I'm saying here, it's not necessarily just with your ear, but you know what I mean, the spirit behind it. Sometimes until I meet somebody face-to-face, I'm not comfortable playing the music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I place things like Flavor Fest, Rap Fest, Holy Hip Hop, those kind of events are helpful, because you get a face-to-face with these people, and, you know, God will show you their spirit, what's really happening. Are they all about self-promotion, or are they really about, you know, hey, I'm doing this because God's called me to do this? Whether it's entertainment or ministry, I mean, it all focuses on, it should be more on the ministry side of things, but You know, some things are just pure entertainment, and that's okay as long as we're not leading people astray. That's, I got no problem with it. But, hey, somebody else came on. Who do we got?
Oh, yeah, this is DJ T-Dog again. I got cut off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it P? Is it P as in Patrick or T as in Tom?
Yeah. P as in Patrick.
Okay, P-Dog, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I just lost my train of thought, but that's cool. Any last thoughts real quick?
No, man, I'm just glad that we, you know, for the ones who are here, we're able to actually get in and actually have a little input, man. And it's a start. It's a beginning to, you know, trying to lay a foundation for the, you know, the immediate future as well. There's a future that's yet to come, you know.
Yeah,
for
the
long term. So, yeah, I'm definitely enthused about that because it's good to hear, you know, the brother from Miami. What's your name again, brother, from Miami?
Jay Blaze.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's definitely good to hear your insight, man. I mean, you really opened my eyes to a lot of different things because I'm pretty much relatively new to, you know, all of this, you know. So it's kind of been kind of learn on the job with me dealing with just, you know.
Can you tell everybody really what your background is prior to the Christian music?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yes.
Which one of us? Oh, okay.
Yeah, which one?
Man in Arms. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I actually come from, you know, as a lot of people have, but I used to do secular production, you know, years ago and got out of that and gave my life back to Christ. And I was pretty much in search of something like this. And for a long time, I didn't even know that, you know, there was Christian hip-hop. I mean, I might be a little older than some of the guys who were involved in this. And, you know, the first thing that I remember hearing of Christian hip-hop was DC Talk back in the day. And I'm like, not so much.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, and I'm not shooting at DC Talk. But, I mean, back in the day, I mean, that's in the era when you had, you know, when the NWAs was popping and all that stuff, when hip-hop was, like, you know, in your face. And, dude, it's like,
yo, MTV
raps. That. Yeah, and it's like choose this or choose that.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose the other, you know. But
yeah.
To make a long story short, you know, getting into this, I was, you know, shown, you know, Christian hip-hop through the guy who co-hosts our show with me, which is, he goes by the name GK. And he first hit me to, I think it was Flame. That was the first one I heard. And it's a guy up here who does a lot of cameos with Flame and JR named Thizzle. You know, he's I guess you could say kind of more of a regional artist, but he has a following outside of here. And but he introduced, you know, their music to me, and I actually got to meet Thiz a couple times around, you know, around time because he's here, you know. So that opened my eyes to, like, you know, why isn't there more of this? I'm like, dude, because people need this. Heck, I need this because you still have not only you have the young adults and, you know, the teenagers and stuff like that, but you have people who, you know, want to do the right thing and want to continue to live their life, but you have those people who are, I call them backseat Christians, where they, you know, they get the car and they listening to something else, you know, and then you go to church and you clapping your hands and whatever, and you listen to whatever you listen to at church, but then you go listen to Jay-Z or whatever. And for a long time, I was that dude because I had no alternative. I had nothing else, and I didn't know that it existed, you know, so like I said, make a long story short, we decided, you know, why not start our own little show, and I was on a quest to find as much music and talk and meet as many people as I could to try to find out more about it and to help other people who have the same issues and the same problems and things like that who wanted a remedy, as well as try to get the kids who were, you know, listening to the Soulja Boy and listening to the Young Jeezy and all that kind of stuff, but they still going to church. You know, so that was part of my thing to actually, you know, want to get involved in something like this because I know not only do I know the power behind it, but I know how many people it can reach, how many people it can touch, and if anything, it can help people stay on the right track. You know, so that was my reason for wanting to even get involved in something like this, and this was actually back in August of last year when we actually started doing what we're doing, and we do a show every week. Well, we try to do a show every week, but we do a show just about every week. We're on show number 44 now, and it's probably about an hour and 15 minutes roughly. And, you know, we play probably about 10, 12 songs a show, do a little commentary, a little jokes and stuff like that, talk about current events and stuff like that. But we do that, and we really just have some fun and try to share, you know, what messages we can when we don't feel like acting stupid. But, you know, we try to have some fun because you get people, man, who you get saved and you give your life over to Christ and then you become a nun or you become a monk and you don't want to have fun, you don't want to do nothing, you don't think you can do anything, and you don't, can't do this, you can't do that. It just takes the joy out of life, and it don't have to be that way.
That's right.
You know, so we try to, you know, give life back to when people think that, you know, life is just over because you, I'm saved and I don't want to, you know, club and smoke bud anymore. You know, it's more to life than just that. And you don't have to lose your sense of humor just because you're not doing those things. So, and that's, but that's what we do on our show. And we try to just, you know, keep it fun. And, you know, I mean, if a person who is kind of a, as my pastor at our church will say, is a sour pickle and, you know, they frown a lot of stuff, and it ain't for you. But if you like to just be yourself, then that's what we do, you know. But yeah, I mean, in a nutshell, that's what I'm in it for, and that's what got me really motivated to even pick up this phone and call.
That's cool. I'm grateful that we have four people our first night within a half hour notice. That's not pretty bad at all, actually. Go ahead. Who's that? P-Dog?
I hate to prolong the hour, but if I don't ask this question, it's going to drive me up the wall all night.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Jay Blaze talk about educating the artist. Now, one thing that I've had my biggest problem with, you know, I like to give new and upcoming artists a chance, but
mm-hmm.
I've been so disappointed with a lot of upcoming artists as far as, you know, like you said, their production and whatnot, or even just their delivery and style of hip-hop music, it almost bugs me out. Because a lot of cats give me their CDs. Like, I go to Holy Hip-Hop, man, I come back with a box full of CDs and only find, like, one out of the whole box.
Club.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, and it bugs me out because then I get my email blasted with new stuff, and I'm like, ugh. Am I gonna hear the same old, you know, stuff? How can we educate the artists? You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I can see where their heart is, but you know, I got a music video from an artist the other day. Man, this is, I see where your heart is, bro, but this joint is like not happening. You know what
right.
I'm saying? How can we educate the artists? And one, me personally, because I work with a lot of up and coming artists here in Virginia. One guy that I work with, my man Humble Tip. You know what
yeah,
I'm
I knew
saying?
That was you. I knew I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly who you are, man. That's nice to meet you, man. Fine. Again, I know exactly who you are.
We try our hardest to put out good products. And whenever we put out a product, we try to put out a better product.
Yeah, I got that new single you guys sent last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we just trying so hard, but then I got these other cats that I work with, and one thing that I tell them, like, yo, don't worry about trying to get into the booth right now. You need to just worry about, you know what I'm saying, getting your craft together, making sure that you're putting out the best product possible. Yeah, you're doing it for the Lord. That's cool. You got that down pat. But
you know, right.
I just try to tell my artists, you know, just have patience and just keep working at what you're doing, and in that time, it's going, you know, it's going to pop off. But, you know what I'm saying, even in trying to get in cats who are just getting into the Christian hip-hop in general, they already got a bad taste in their mouth because they're getting the stuff that I'm getting, you know, the box full of CDs, and they're like, yo, this Christian hip-hop thing is garbage. So, I mean, what can we tell to up-and-coming artists, yo, that it could just be like,
but look,
tell
man,
them in the nicest way possible without hurting their feelings or trying
I'm
to...
I'm gonna... Look, man, I'm going to be direct, and man, you asked, so I'm going to answer. I'm not going to stand back.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to try my best to get it to you. Not everybody is going to like your responses. I mean, some people are so driven to find out what you think, and when you give it to them how it is, they can't take it. I've had it more than once. I try to be, this is what I'm trying to do in my city, so you can understand how I deferred. I've been in radio 5 years, and Glory to God, it's been awesome. But I never thought, I said, Lord, when I do radio, I'm going to do it radical, or I'm not going to do it. And P-Dog, I'll be straight, not everybody likes the way I do radio because
right.
I do some things that are a little different just because of the region that I'm in. And you know, Miami is a top five market. You got to come correct here. If not, you'll get stepped on and they'll make fun of you. You feel me?
Right.
And I know we're led by God, but we got to be wise about the movement and things that we do. Because of the fact that at the time I'm on the air and the audience, we're very picky with what we play. Dog, I feel you 100%. I mean, I went to the Holy Hip Hop Awards, and no lie, no disrespect, your CD and D-Bob's was the only, I had like 40 CDs.
Right.
I listened to two. I stayed with two just because the way that I listen to Holy Hip Hop, and I look for authenticity. You know, I look for ministry, but I look for something different. What makes this cat different from everybody else? Is his flow different? Is his delivery different? Is his concept? Because I get 80% of the songs that I get that are Christian hip-hop, if they're not commercial, they're a storytelling type track. It's like, it's the same. No one is creative. It's the same thing over and over.
Right.
And when it comes to selecting music, I'm direct. Right now, I'm having a problem with so much music that I get that I'm even coming up with a form and a job form to just try to cut back. Because I noticed some artists, they're lazy. So if the product is not all that, usually they'll be like, hey, look, can you check out my MySpace? And you're like, no, you got to send it here. It's a process. They won't send it. So you start to cut all the crap that's coming. Because if a dude is not wasting time to send you an email, dude ain't spending time doing this thing. If his cover's looking wag, it's because he didn't put a – it's just it all goes hand in hand. So getting to the point, what we did in my city, I said, man, look, I'm going to stop doing all these events and all these concerts and all this crap that is just – getting people fat, and we're going to try to educate some people on a one-on-one. So this year we did the MIM. P-Dog, I've been to everything that Holy Hip Hop has to offer. I've been to Flavor Fest, I've been to Rap Fest, I've been everything it has to offer. I've been to Holy Hip Hop Awards, and I started to notice the last one was the Holy Hip Hop Awards. I've never been there. Last year was my first time, and it was sad. You know, I was there sitting there. On point, you know, trying to represent God and the kingdom and my affection here in Miami and represent anything I could be available to. But it was sad, the pride issues, the people thinking because they got a CD, you know what I'm saying, they can't even talk to you and they know that you're spinning music and that's a whole other issue. But getting to a point, I got the same thing I got everywhere else. It was great emotion. The service was awesome. Canton Joe's did awesome worship. But at the end of the night, at the end of the 3 days, you sort of left with a bag of CDs. If you were a DJ, if you're not, you leave with a bag or whatever you picked up that was free, unless you bought some product. And with a lot of emotion, you go home back to your city, and all it does is discourage you or get you all excited to do what you're doing in your section. And I said, man, really, anywhere you go, they're charging you a lot, and you're really not getting nothing physically. I mean, glory to God, we're getting word, but what are we equipping with people that, you know, I had an argument with someone, you know, someone who has a big label, and right now they're hot. They're the it thing. And this person said, Jay Blaze, why are you doing a conference in Miami? How do you know that the person that is going to win this artist showcase you're doing, how do you know they're going to be efficient in ministry? And I was like, well, you know, well, I asked this person, well, look, right now it's pretty easy for you to say because, you know, you're part of Reach and you guys are doing well right now. You're selling. But I know you guys don't hesitate to make a hot cover, mix the best, have the best beats. And how are you guys equipping independent artists that just have talent but don't have the right resources? You know, so how are you quick to judge and bash me if you supposedly up on top and you guys aren't equipping anybody? It's inside click, and usually I know people are sending demos over there. You know what I'm saying? Get it together. Like, I'm not – my emotion doesn't do nothing for me. So – we did the MIM. The MIM stands for Ministry is Major. And what we did was we took a day. We said, forget this. We're going to charge it really cheap. We charged it $30. We took industry dudes who are in the industry that aren't Christian, that do this for a living, that mix, that master, that do graphic design, that know certain strategic things to do to get your stuff pushed. And we just put them inside of a spectrum. We put them – hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I mean –
I think I heard Sean Blue, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's me, Sean Blue.
What's up?
Hey, Sean Blue, how you doing?
What's good?
Hey, Jay Blaze is talking a little bit about something right now. My name is Fudge from Fully Radio.
Okay.
I just want to see how you doing. Whereabouts are you from again?
I'm out of GA. I'm out of Augusta, Georgia.
Georgia, that's right.
Atlanta.
Okay, we got you're number five right now on the call. So, Jay Blaze from Miami. This is actually a recording too. So, Man at Arms from St. Louis. P Dog. What parts of Virginia, P Dog, are you from?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg, that's right.
Yeah, I'm actually at Liberty University. That's where DC Talk started.
That's right.
Yeah.
So right now, Jay Blaze was he was venting his frustrations. No, I'm just kidding. But, that's all we're doing. We're bringing up concerns. We had this conference call for the purpose of bringing up concerns. So Jay Blaze, he had the pulpit for a minute. So your perspective, Sean Blue. We kind of, I don't want to try to repeat everything, but we basically just talk about concerns, and we want to know what your concern is as far as the genre of Christian hip hop.
Where
do we start?
That's a long list.
One of the things I can say is there's a lack of support among the body as far as in this genre. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if there is support, it's cliques, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, people just acting funny, man, you know what I mean? It's just a funny situation. If you're not part of a clique or something, or somebody may disagree with your track or whatever, man, they just blow it out of proportion and whatever, man. So, you know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be representing the kingdom. You know, we clown.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that I've seen. I've been doing this for a while, man.
How long you been doing this for?
I really got really serious in it back, DJing aspect, back in 96. But I got in Holy Hip Hop in 89, 90.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I've seen it grown. It was a point where I thought things was really, it was a turning point of this genre was, you know, it was going to really pop off, and then it just died. Died. Maybe late 2004, 2005, but 03, me 02, 03, looked like it was really on the up and up.
Yeah.
But it's real quiet right now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, in my perspective on that, the music industry as a whole is really in shambles. And that's
right.
Not just Christian music. We're talking, you know, Alicia Keys was number one at 600,000 units in January, which would have been 1.5 million, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you see the secular side of it too, number one is not necessarily the gold record it used to be. So, I mean, they're struggling too. In the secular side of things, so all we are is just the redheaded stepchild trying to do what we could do, you know, survive in the middle of this thing. That somebody come on or somebody left?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Somebody come on or somebody leave?
I think somebody might have left.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got Man at Arms, Jay Blaze.
Yeah.
And P-Dog? Yeah, it must have been him. All right. Anyways, Sean Blue, what else? We're kind of talking on the same thing. Jay Blaze was just saying the same thing that you just said about click. You know, that's another common phrase I hear is everybody's clickish. You know what I think that is? It's more about insecurity and fear that they're going to blow up and I'm going to miss the boat type of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's what it comes down to. I bet you that's P-Dog. Is that P-Dog?
Yeah, man, I keep getting cut off.
All right, man. I think that's what it comes down to is that, you know, the bottom line to the whole thing is that the heart of the artist, where's their heart? Is it all about me or is it all about the creator? You know what I'm saying? Is it all? If you're doing Christian music, it can't be all about you. But if you're going to do music, you could make it all about you all you want. That's on you. But when you're doing Christian music, it's not about you. And everybody's got to learn to die to self, man. And how do you portray that to artists that are up and coming? And they say, you know what, I'm going to change the game. I'm going to blow up. I'm going to show them how to really do this. And they fall flat on their face, you know. I know you guys seen that 100 times, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, even dealing with artists, I mean, some of the artists, you know, they kind of, you know, in dealing with artists, you know, trying to, you know, get with them about, you know, promoting, marketing their music.
Yeah.
A lot of them got to get to a point where they act like they arrive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need your help type of mentality,
yeah,
or attitude, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've gotten that. I've gotten the cold shoulder quite a bit,
like,
from
yo,
people that,
man,
I try to help out, and all of a sudden I'm nothing now.
Right.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Mean, yeah, man, they get a little buzz, you know. A couple of people came to their show. They got a couple of pictures and
got a couple downloads.
Maybe, yeah, and then all of a sudden now it's like, you know, hey, you know, I get with you or whatever. Or you gotta, I mean, all that kind of nonsense, you know.
Yeah.
But I seen it as far as the artist standpoint, and I've seen it also as in DJ standpoint.
Yeah,
right.
I've seen that too.
It's kind of like, you know, it'll kind of branch off, you know, in certain situations that I, you know, that I've experienced myself, you know. But
mm-hmm.
So I just keep doing. I reach out. You know, I reach out to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know. It's not just me, but, you know, it's just people do me. They do them. They do me, whatever, and that's it. I don't get it. So.
Sound like you're tired, too.
Somewhat, yeah. I've been up, came out the lab, man, so.
Well, it's hot everywhere, man, not just in the South. Up in New York State, we just had a series of thunderstorms, and it's 190 degrees, you know, that kind of stuff, man. It's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine you're probably worn out just from the heat alone.
Right.
But anyways, I don't want to make this too lengthy, and I don't want it to be a, you know, we can make this a complete fest for a little bit, but, you know, I want to finalize this with a prayer, if that's cool with you guys.
That's good, man. You need to do this. I'm sorry, man. I say this all the time. They like it or don't like it, but we need to stop with a lot of the emotion, and that's the thing, that this stuff like this, it's sad. It doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's on an email or a record pool or some craziness, and no one is really speaking, and that's what I told you in the beginning. It's things that are never said because everything is sugar-coated. And even if it takes conversations like this with people's defenses, it's tested, you know, because everybody's grinding in their own city.
Right.
You know, it's easy to, like, say, I'm telling you what, man, this is, like, so vital, you can't understand at this moment. At this day and age with what God has done with Holy Hip Hop and the state it's in, it's like an emergency type situation.
Right.
Type of stuff we're getting these days and just where everything is going. Where, like you said, there's cliques and people forming their own teams, and it gets discouraging. I ain't going to front. I understand exactly where you're coming from. Those events and people are the pride, and you're trying to service them and help them out. You know, look out for me, look out for you, whatever the deal may be. But, you know, it gets discouraging. It gets to the point you're like, man, why am I even doing this? This is a Christian
right.
deal like this. So, I mean, I applaud you, man. You got my service. As long as you guys are on point and say what time you're going to do it, I'm here, because as long as we can express it, and I'd rather be, you know, close with a few DJs who I know are on point and real about what they're trying to do for the kingdom than a bunch of dudes who are emotionally on the phone trying to get excited to excite themselves, each other, for what they do. So I'm real about mine, and if no one here, I know a good amount of DJs who are here, because, you know what I'm saying, if you're good at your craft and getting better at it and really letting God use your ministry, you're going to see what's out there. So I know who's doing what and who's moving here, and you got to be on that. You know, I don't know everybody personally. I've heard, you know, a few. I know Pete Dogg and Sean Blue, I know, speaks to a dude who I do work with too, who's in Maryland. And I know he's on his grind, and not everybody likes what we're doing in our strategic areas, maybe because the way that God gave us our vision individually, it might not be completely like yours, but
We're here for the same reason, and it's just right at this point, it's a, you know, I'm about getting it done regardless, but you know, at some point we need to like stop the emotion and get it done, you know, because it has to get done regardless. Because if we're not gonna do it, the secular cats aren't sleeping. You know, they might be having a meeting like this, and they get it done. Believe me, you know what I'm saying. The numbers show it.
They are plotting, definitely. I know some secular DJs who are plotting on this genre of music. Period.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just vital and not, you know what I'm saying, we shouldn't take it lightly. If meetings, I'm good with it just because I'm a servant and I want to get better and I want to be educated. And at the end of the day, it's about fellowship. I don't care how many tracks you play or how banging your mixtape is.
Right.
You can't fellowship the right way. There's no means to your ministry, so. At least from my side, you guys know, I mean, and I say it for more than emotion, because I see a lot of DJs who send emails to me. I don't know who they are, but if I know the track is hot and it ministers and I can support them, I'll bump it in my city. Why not? You know, because I know they would do the same in theirs. I mean, at least I hope. But, again, it goes back to what we're going to do, what we do in our spots if nobody communicates. And I'll stick to the ones that do talk to me. If I talk to two or three of them and those are the ones that are real and communicate them, you know, I'm not saying I'll sweat you every day and we talk every day, but at least keep some kind of communication, you know, some kind of fellowship, and it works, you know, to some degree, you know, it's better than none, so,
right.
I mean, at least from my strong point and my area where I'm at, if I can service anybody who's here, we play reggaeton straight from the island, and we play a lot of Spanish stuff that no one else cares, because we're close, we're right in Miami, we're next to Puerto Rico, so. If anything I can help, just, you know, scream it. If we could do a line, whatever we could do for you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're servants first. So, you know, it's not hype, and it's, you know, I'd rather not talk much because I feel like a lot of these conversations go on deaf ears, and then everybody will pretty much be going back to what they were doing. So at least from my side, and there's a few people I don't know, but, you know, I'll see you on the record post, say what's up, and you guys need anything from me in particular, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to serve straight up.
Cool, appreciate that, man. Does anybody have any, I mean, it's good, in my opinion, that we have to express concerns because we can't make progress until we understand what the issues are. And if it's just the five of us right now willing to make some progress in our own areas, that's fine, you know what I mean? Again, like I was saying, this is a recording. Hopefully it works out to be a recording. It's going to be like an MP3 format, I believe, where iTunes, you can download it and stuff. So there's some other people will be able to listen to this conversation in the future. Like I do is call in or download it on the internet. And this is our first call, so I'm not sure how it's going to work yet. I'm working all the details out as we're doing this. So, but I just felt that this was DJ Will email blasted the Club Virtue record pool, said, we need a conference call. And I already had a conference call thing set up back in May and 1st of May, and I haven't really utilized it. And I says, you know what, let me just put this into action and see what happens. And half an hour notice, and we got five people on the phone, and, you know, I'm just grateful for that. So I'll thank you guys for just, you know what I mean, responding, and your input is important. I definitely don't want to be you know, here as the commentator, because I have a limited perspective. We all have our different perspectives. So that's really awesome, man. I took sort of an ownership of this, but I want this to be used for, you know, anybody at their own times. If I'm sleeping and five people want to talk at 6 a.m, they can do that, you know, whatever they want to do. So, just free for everybody, just so you guys understand that too. You guys want to call for a conference call on your own on a Monday night or something, you know, go for it. You know, if you have a specific thing you guys want to talk and express about, even events, you know, like you have that Miami event Jay Blaze has, you want to use this as a conference call tool for your event, you know, for next year or something, go for it. You know, Man at Arms, if you want to use it for conference call for artists to call you guys up to talk about whatever they want to talk about. That's what it's for. So just let me know if you want to be moderators of calls in the future. I'll give you, you know, the moderator access codes and stuff. We'll do that.
Okay.
So P-Dog, whatever you guys need, whatever I can do to help you, I want to help. That's really what I'm here for. He's an artist. So I got into the industry after he gave me his CD, and he had no distribution, he had no promotional tools, he had nothing but a CD that was complete back in 2004. And I asked him, I says, well, you know, who's going to play this? And he's like, I don't know. I said, well, where are you going to sell it? He says, well, the local, you know, Christian hip-hop church. I was like, that's it? I said, you got to be crazy, you know? So I'm like, okay. I was in the radio a little bit myself, regular radio, college radio, since 2000. And so I understood radio. You know, I was doing personality production. So I understood how music got to me. And I just took that concept and I called around all the Christian radio stations everywhere to try to get his music out there. And I had very little response because, number one, nobody knew who he was. Number two, the genre was just not widely accepted yet. So I got about 8 to 10 real solid FM stations that would play it. And so we got good response out of that. That's what my introduction to the industry was back in 2004. But it prompted me also to try to build this genre better because I was a fan of hip-hop in the 80s. And I said, you know what? The genre has a purpose, though. I want to do something for it. And so in 2004, I started Flavor Radio with no idea of what to do. You know, I just basically tried online stuff. So you guys understand where I'm coming from, where I started doing this. And I'm just grateful that I got the friendships I have over the years. Particularly, you know, not to point out everybody, but Man at Arms and I have kind of had this friendship over since January when we added his program to our lineup as well. Meeting Jay Blaze for the first time at Flavor Fest in this past November. Sean Blue, I've heard of you, you know, through different things. I think you did a mix show for Man at Arms as well. And P-Dog, I definitely heard of Humble Tip, so I heard your mixes and stuff. So I know what's going on out there. I see what's happening. But, again, we don't know each other. You know what I mean? We don't know each other's heart. We just know email. And that doesn't mean much. Really.
Right.
So I'm glad we have this tool where we can actually get to each other's heart. So we're in agreement. We're in one accord. We're not just, you know, like we're 15-year-old kids just trying to figure out what life is. You know what I mean?
Right.
No aim, no direction. Can I make a statement before we get out of the song? And the thing that I wanted to bring up, too, was just how you said, you know, getting to know each other and stuff like that, man. Because one thing that I've learned, you know, because I got out of music, period, for a little while. And getting back into music and getting into doing this and getting back into doing, like, music production. One thing that I've noticed, man, is the Internet has made everything so impersonal now.
Yeah.
I mean, from the relationship between an artist and a record label, or artist and a radio station, or a producer and an artist, everything is email, 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 email. Oh, send it to me in email. You don't even talk to these people. And everything is a big surprise when you actually get to hear your person's voice. You're like, I didn't even think he would even sound like that. You know, it just, I don't know, man. It's like everything is just so impersonal now, man. It just takes, like, for real, for me, it sucks the life and the soul out of a lot of things, man. Because when you actually meet a person or talk to them, you get a deeper connection with them versus, you know, some text and an HTML document and Outlook and crap like that, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this, for me, it even makes it, because it makes it a lot more easier to understand why certain things happen the way that they happen. Why you don't get responses from people, why people click up, and why people do this, because it's almost geared for it to be like that. You know what I mean? Because it's almost like, I know these people, and these are people who I'm cool with, so I'm going to stay with these people. Versus, you know, me talking to other people, and I'm like, okay, I can get cool with them too. Because that's something personally that I experienced in my own city. Because when we first started doing our show, despite the fact that there are a couple national recording artists here, you know, JR and Flame are from here and still live here. And other people who, you know, ride in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they both. They are he got a studio out in what they call North County area, but I mean, these guys live here, but yet you get no response from people who live here when you approach them or you talk, try to get in contact with them. You know, it just. I ran into so much of that, but I get response from people in Florida. I got response from people in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Texas, and New York, but I can't get response from people here because they have their group of associated people that they're cool with talking to and working with. Mm-hmm. You know,
that reminded me of a scripture: prophet is not known in his own country.
Yeah, and I told that to somebody, one of my coworkers, just talking about something similar to this, and I mentioned that to him, you know. So it was just, and I just took it in stride. I mean, like I said, we're on show number 44, so that didn't discourage me. It just made me work harder.
Yeah.
You know, because one thing that I noticed about the place that I live in, I'm not originally from here, but I've been here since 88, and, you know, the big thing is, you know, this is the show me state, but what I learned and what I took from that over the years is that it's not so show me because I don't believe you. Show me somewhere else that it can work and get it to work here after the fact. You know, and that's what I took it to be. So that's, you know, but that getting back to what we were talking about with the, you know, getting out of the cliques and actually meeting people and talking to people and making things more personal, I believe that can help a whole lot. You know, I mean, this is Jay Blaze said, man, for me, that's a big step in the right direction, you know, because once you can get that, then for real you can actually start reaching some people and then people can actually start talking and discussing stuff and sharing stuff and getting ideas out there. And from that you can just actually, when people like to use the term building, oh, man, we building. But you ain't building nothing if you ain't talking to nobody. But after you actually can get other perspectives and other input, then you can actually start building and making a foundation and actually assembling something that can actually last and actually grow. So I'm enthused, and I'm like you said, I'm down. Well, as you know, I'm down. So anybody else, whatever I can do to help anybody else, and hey, however you can help us, I'm open to suggestions or whatever.
It's awesome. Like I said, I mean, I'm limited to what I can do. I'm not a good turntablist. You know what I mean? I can't make a remix of a track, but I got a conference call thing that I set up. I'm going to use what I got, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's good then. That's what's good then.
I use what I got, and that's basically what we got to do. Whatever you got, that's all you got to do. If somebody needs it, give it to them, you know what I'm saying? That's the love thy neighbor, man. That's the gospel right there, man.
Yeah,
right.
So, but anyways, listen, I'll tell you one real quick short story that happened today. Just kind of was talking about impersonal communication with the internet. A young girl was actually on, it's like the new MySpace, I forgot the name of it, Meebo or something like that.
Meebo.
Yeah. And
Meebo.
She had 4 or 5 windows of chatting open, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yet, next to her was her best friend, and they didn't even say a word to each other in the same room. They didn't even interact. She was just so focused on that screen. She didn't even have any interaction with her best friend that was in the room with her. And she was chatting 5 people at one time. It's like, you know, and this is a 13-year-old girl, you know what I'm saying? So what that shows me is that this next generation is even less impersonal, and they're more just want to get escape from what reality is, you know what I'm saying? To the point, and young boys, you know, especially, they want to be not only Halo 2, but, you know, Grand Theft Auto 4 and all that. They want to be in online interaction with games. They don't even want to sit next to the guy in the same house as them. They want to be, I want to hit with somebody that's my neighbor, but he's got to go next door to play with his. That don't make sense to me. I remember I used to play Atari and ColecoVision and all that with my cousin in the same room, at least. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, Atari and ColecoVision.
I'm telling you, man. Back in the day.
That was popping right there, but at 2600.
There you go. Hey, we're showing our age. Let's be quiet now.
I'm 37. I'm not afraid of it, man. I'm a young 37-year-old, so I'm good, man. I don't even feel like what a 37-year-old is supposed to feel like. I feel youthful, you know what I mean? But I know these kids think I'm old, so that's cool.
So
I can deal with
far behind you.
I'm not. I don't feel bad about it. That's good, right, man. Let them call me old man. I feel good.
And for the record, this is gonna have to stop with like you said, with the impersonal texting and chatting and all that. I'm gonna find a way to crash Bebo. I got a daughter who's 13. That's the big problem. I'm gonna find a way to crash it. I'm gonna create a virus or something. I'm bringing it down. Going down.
A tech crash. Yeah.
This is being recorded. So mark my words. Bebo's going down.
Yeah. This is being recorded. So it's going all over the
right.
world after.
Right. I'm not scared.
Anyway, listen, guys. I really appreciate you guys calling in. I'm gonna end this in prayer. You guys are in agreement with me. I'm going to make sure I got everybody on the call still. We got Man at Arms, Jay Blaze, P-Dog, Sean Blue, myself, Fudge, right? Everybody's present?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep in mind, I don't know how you guys pray. I'm just going to pray like regular Pentecostal praise. Half hour? No, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
All right. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this fellowship. I thank you for this opportunity to do something. Father, we just want to fulfill your will in our life, Father. We just want to get closer to you. We want to emulate Christ in all that we do. And, Father, we want to help bring integrity to this industry. We want to bring the Spirit of God in the ministry of this music. And, Father, we want to help do our part in building the kingdom of God for your glory. And, Father, I just thank you, and I bless all these brothers that are showing up today, that you be with them and continue to help us and guide us in what we got to do. And in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 I didn't cross any doctrinal lines, did I?
No, you're good.
Okay. I try to make it generic, man. I wasn't going to talk about the fire of the Holy Ghost and, you know, strike and start speaking in tongues and all that, you know. I'm just kidding, man. But you know what? It's been a good fellowship, man. And like everybody's saying, we need this. Maybe we just started a click and we don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Out with the clicks.
We are the Fabulous Five, you know, what do you call it? Who are them guys? I forgot those five, in the 80s, is a rap group. I forgot their name already. Fabulous Five.
Furious
Five, that's right.
Yeah.
That's who we are, we're the Furious Five, man. That's too old school for some of you guys. Hey, P-Dog, how old are you?
26.
Oh, Jay Blaze, how old are you?
28.
Okay, so Sean Blue, I'm not going to ask.
35, all the way live, 35.
Oh, so I'm the senior here. That's not good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you senior.
That ain't good, man.
Hey, Fudge.
Yeah.
Just make sure, you know, when you send your email for the conference call, you don't do it this late, you know what I'm saying? Get it together early.
Yeah,
well,
I
know what you're saying, man, but I'm also trying to consider the West Coast. The West Coast is 3 hours behind us, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to consider them as well, but nobody from the West Coast made it. So, well, listen, before you go, let me just stop this recording, and then we'll end the call, okay? Hang on 1 second.
All right.
I got to do this. It's my first time doing this, so I'm trying to figure it out here.